We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2255. And we had learned about Yaakov's passing and the great procession taking him up to Canaan to bury him. And they had great eulogies for him. Yosef and his brothers take Yaakov. They bring him to Kiryat Arba to bury him. And Esav and his men and his sons, they come riding up and they say, you can't bury Yaakov there. This is Esav's burial plot. And Yosef and his brothers got upset. They say, no, our father bought it from you. He paid you a lot of money. When Grandpa Yitzchak died, it's been 25 years now, he bought from you the rights to this burial plot and to the land of Canaan. And Esav says, that's all a lie. I never sent it. Yaakov, my brother, never bought it. And Esav is standing there arguing with the greatest king on earth at the time, Yosef. And Esav knew that Yosef wasn't around then. When that whole sale transpired, Yosef was out of the country. Yosef was down in Egypt. So Yosef says, but we have a contract back in Egypt. Now remember, Yosef can't do whatever he wants because he's in the presence of all the Egyptians that have accompanied him up to Canaan. So Yosef has to behave himself. This is his uncle. Esav says, if you have a deed, bring it. Yosef calls Naphtali. He says, run back to Egypt. Bring us the contract. Bring us all the documents that Esav writes, that he gives the rights to the firstborn to Yaakov and that he sells the rights to Israel. And Naphtali, who was the quickest one there, starts running. Now, according to this Medrash, this is quoted in different places, Naphtali was quicker than the deer. Meaning, Naphtali, it was quicker for Naphtali to run than to try to go by horse. Esav sees that Naphtali is running, so he realizes they're going to bring the deed. So Esav gets his men arranged, and he tells them, we're going to war. So they attack. Now, when Yosef had ascended to Israel with the family, so he came with an army. And they have the first battle, and Esav loses 40 men. And then there was a deaf son of Dan, whose name was Hushim ben Dan. And he was sitting guarding Jacob's bed. He was sitting by Yaakov's bed. And Hushim couldn't talk. He was mute, and he was deaf, which was common in those days. A person who was deaf couldn't learn how to talk. So Hushim was deaf and mute. And he understands there's a ruckus going on. He sees people fighting. So he sees all the ruckus and he says, Grandpa's lying here. Why aren't we burying him? So they try to explain it to him. And they point to Esav and they say, that man's not letting us to take the body in. So he says, that's the problem. He grabs a sword, runs in the middle of the war, and charges Esav and cuts off his head. And Esav falls dead. And at that point, Yaakov's sons win the war. And then they're getting ready to bury Yaakov. They sit by the grave. They make a seven-day mourning there by the grave, and they bury Yaakov there. And it's interesting that they trusted Esav's kids wouldn't come in and take out the body, stick Esav in. I don't know why. That's the end of Esav. So Esav and Yaakov get buried the same day. It's interesting, everyone knows this medrash because Rashi quotes it. So everyone knows this medrash that Hushim ben Dan killed Esav. There's a Jerusalem Talmud that says that Yehuda killed Esav. It's just interesting to note. People don't know that. In the Jerusalem Talmud, it says Yehuda killed Esav. That deserves a broader discussion because there are sources that indicate that Esav was killed 25 years earlier. That Esav made a ruckus at the time of burying Grandpa Yitzchak, and that might be when Yehuda killed him. So, how are the patriarchs buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. So the Zohar writes that there were two rows. There's Adam, buried next to Eve, on the right side. And under him, meaning the next column down, is Yitzchak, Isaac, buried next to Rebecca. So you have, to the far right, Adam and Yitzchak. And then in the middle row, meaning buried next to them, are their wives, Chava and Rivka. On the left side, you have Sarah. So she, next to Eve, isn't Avram, but rather the woman, Sarah, and she's buried next to Avram. Next to Rebecca, next to Rivka, is buried Leah, her daughter-in-law, and then Yaakov. So that's what it says in the Zohar. So the truth is that the war wasn't over. Esav's kids regrouped, and they attacked. And now we have a second war. Now we begin understanding why Yosef left Egypt with the whole army. So Esav's children are attacking, and primarily Esav's grandson, Tsipho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esav, and this is, by the way, also quoted in Josephus, this great war between Yosef and Esav's kids. And there's a tremendous war, and they capture Tsipho, Esav's grandson, and 50 of his men. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, tomorrow.